USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before we begin, I'd like to say that free speech is under assault like never before.
President Trump's comments down in Allen, Texas. The president continues with a message for President-elect Joe Biden.
The 25th Amendment is of zero risk to me, but will come back to haunt Joe Biden and the Biden administration. As the expression goes, be careful what you wish for.
The Trump administration is expanding the coronavirus vaccination program known as Operation Warp Speed. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar telling reporters the vaccine distribution is going according to plan.
We have gained confidence in the integrity of our distribution system, which is now successfully delivered to over 14,000 locations, essentially without a hitch.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Two Capitol police officers have been suspended because of their actions during the Capitol Hill riot.
Capitol Police confirm an investigation into some officers' behavior during the riot. Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, told reporters on Monday that two Capitol police officers have been suspended due to their actions during the raid. One of the officers had been shown in video footage to be taking a selfie with one of the rioters, while the other had worn a Make America Great Again hat and gave directions to the intruders. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Northern Idaho internet provider will be blocking Twitter and Facebook for customers who are mad at the social media site's treatment of President Trump and want it to do so. Your T1 Wi-Fi provides internet services to Northern Idaho and Spokane, Washington. The company saying in a release that they do not believe websites or social networking sites have the authority to censor what you see or post and hide information from you and your family. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, a vote is expected in the House on Wednesday to impeach President Trump. It's expected to pass as Democrats do have the majority. Regarding impeaching the president, constitutional law professor at Georgetown University, Jonathan Turley, believes we're going down a very slippery slope here when it comes to impeachment.
There are some very serious issues here. Questions about not just the basis of the impeachment, but also this idea of a snap impeachment, creating a pathway, an easy, quick way to impeach. It's ironic, because in the last impeachment, I chastised the Democrats for impeaching on the thinnest record in the shortest period of time of any presidential impeachment. They've now outdone themselves. They're going to go straight to the floor, essentially, and just do an up or down vote. That's the type of impulse by impeachment that we thought the Constitution would deter.
President-elect Joe Biden announced his administration will prioritize economic aid for businesses in part based on race and sex of the business owner. Biden saying he will prioritize Black, Latino, Asian, and Native American-owned small businesses and woman-owned small businesses, saying they will finally have equal access to resources. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.